You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Broadway has a new competitor hitting stages this week, Fashion Week. The traditional fashion event that opens today at Lincoln Center and other venues is now making use of theatrics in some shows as designers try to widen their audience. Here to talk about the trend is Christina Binkley, fashion, art, and culture columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
So, you know, New York-based retailer Opening Ceremony has enlisted filmmaker Spike Jonze and actor Jonah Hill to co-write a one-act play for their Fashion Week show. Why are they doing that? And isn't there a risk that the play could distract attention from the fashion?
Well, you know, for one thing, it's almost too school, just too cool for school, just the very sound of it, right, to have Spike Jonze and Jonah Hill involved in something like that. And we're talking about it this morning, so there you go. You know, that is the whole point of Fashion Week and these fashion shows is to raise brand awareness and get people to talk about these labels. So I'd say that's a cha-ching for Opening Ceremony.
Right, it worked. So why do you think Fashion Week is going kind of old school with, you know, producing a staged production like theater? Why aren't they going like multimedia or doing something with social media? Why are they doing it like Broadway would do?
Well, they do the social media what, and you'll see this stuff go multimedia later on when it's on their websites and playing in their stores, and they sort of make use of what they produce this week in multiple ways later on in the year. But the real fact of the matter is that part of what they're trying to do is reach the people that are either sitting at home watching on the web or sitting actually at the show. There are so many shows now. New York Fashion Week has hundreds of shows. They are double booked and triple booked, and in some cases, I don't know what the word is, five shows at one time? Is that whatever that is.
Quintuple booked.
Quintuple booked. There you go. The competition to stand out in a crowd like that is so intense these days that they're rising, you know, they're going far beyond the clothes that they're showing. It used to be that they showed kind of crazy clothes that people would wonder about. And now they're taking the theatrics up to a high level just to stand out.
Are there other designers using theatrics or other tools to get attention for their clothes?
Yeah, and there are designers that are trying all kinds of things, and some in rather small ways. Reed Krakoff normally does a runway show where he just sends model after model out in the looks that he's designed. He's doing something that he's calling an installation. Who knows exactly what that is, but it involves art and architecture, he says, and he sees it as an opportunity to speak more directly with his consumers. So again, we're going to be entertained a little bit at that show, and that makes a collection more memorable. To sort of stand out among the dozen or so collections that people see a day when they're covering this stuff.
Well, you know, there are several stars this year, including Donatella Versace, who will be showing her Versus Versace collection. Gwen right. Stefani is presenting her collection, her Lamb collection, and even tennis champ Serena Williams will be relaunching her signature statement collection by HSN. Like on Broadway, does star power help Fashion Week?
Huge, huge. And you see, when you see a star like Donatella Versace coming over here, she's not done that before. She normally shows that in Milan. But for to have that kind of star power here in the United States, where she's extremely famous, she stands out a lot more here and will be one of the stars of Fashion Week, where she's one of a number of Italian designers when she shows in Milan.
You know, a lot of designers present women's clothing, but New York designer Carmen Mark Valvo will be introducing a menswear collection. What do you make of that? Is it a sign that men's fashion may be getting more attention in New York Fashion Week?
Yeah, it is. And it's what is really a sign is that men are paying more attention to fashion and spending more money in fashion in general. Women's fashion, women's wear is much larger as a business than men's is, but men's is growing far faster than women's. And that's garnered a lot of attention from designers as they're looking to expand their businesses.
You know, designers will be presenting their spring collections this week. What are the shows you're most excited to see and how will they shape what we'll be wearing next year?
Well, you know, that's a wonderful question. And whenever anybody asks me that, particularly about New York Fashion Week, Tom Brown always pops into my mind. And it's a perfect. I think he's actually one of the people that's leading other designers to do more theatrical shows because his shows almost have nothing to do with the clothes that he later sells. They are weird and strange. He's done them in a church with medieval looking gowns. And when you start to wonder how this has anything to do with fashion, you start to notice that the fashion or the fabrics that he's using will then later show up in regular normal people clothes that he sells in stores. But his shows are so crazy that I'm almost can't wait to go and sit in my seat and see what he's come up with to entertain us this year.
Huh.
So there you go. It's the theatrics that lead you on.
Christina Binkley, fashion, art, and culture columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Christina.
My pleasure.
You're listening to WNYC.